What's happening in Aleppo is the result of what has been building up during a week or so, with troops supporting the Assad regime going deep into Aleppo, deeper than ever since this conflict. The result is, as always, that the civilians are being caught in the middle. Stephen O'Brien, the UN Undersecretary of Humanitarian Affairs, earlier on said this.
Humanitarian conditions in eastern Aleppo have gone from terrible to terrifying, and now barely survivable by human beings. Let me be clear. We are not just seeing a resumption of violence in Aleppo. This is not business as usual. What has been unleashed on civilians this past week is yet another low in an unrelenting, inhuman onslaught. And it is as heartbreaking as it is not inevitable. These parties to the conflict are, all of them, choosing to do this. It is civilians who pay the price.
Now, these are Hezbollah troops, troops backed by Iran, that supports the Syrian government. And they went into the city without apparently meeting much resistance. Does this mean the end of the so-called Free Syrian Army? Well, in fact, say some analysts, the Free Syrian Army was not very well represented in Aleppo. I asked a question to Günter Meyer, a Middle East specialist with the University of Mainz, and he said that most of the fighters opposing the Assad regime in Aleppo are members of extremist groups.
It has been estimated that only up to 2,000 fighters of the Syrian Free Army, which means in particular that a large segment of these jihadi fighters are definitely members of the former Jabhat al-Nusra, the dependent of al-Qaeda. And some of the comments from the people who fled from eastern Aleppo, they clearly refer to the fact that they had been used, human shields, by the jihadi fighters.
Yesterday, the French Minister of Foreign Affairs, Jean-Marc Ayrault, called a meeting of the UN Security Council to discuss the situation in Aleppo. But Meyer thinks any resolution put forward by the West won't have much chance.
It's the same pattern which was used by the US and France and Britain during the last few years. They try to use the Security Council in order to attack the Syrian government and also Russia. And it is to be expected that the proposed resolution of France will definitely be vetoed by Russia. But the Security Council is always a quite effective propaganda media to accuse the Syrian government and to accuse Russia of crimes against humanity.
Meanwhile, in Damascus, people are following the developments in the north of the country anxiously. Tabet Salem, a political analyst living in the Syrian capital, told me that the advances in Aleppo are good news, but it's just a small step.
Until now, we haven't got any positive results, neither from the US or Russia, regarding putting an end to the situation in Syria. This will not put an end to the hostilities, of course. Capturing a city doesn't mean anything, although it is a big contribution, of course. But still, this is not the end.
In Damascus itself, things got quieter since the Russians started to be actively involved in Aleppo, he says.
It is more quiet, of course, and the accords between the government and the rebels surrounding Damascus and the moving of the armed elements to the north contributes to the quiet atmosphere which is prevailing for the time being, but we're still exposed to some shells every now and then. What worries the Syrians is a difficult economic and, of course, security situation, and there is nothing radical happening. And, of course, the Syrians are fed up with what the world is doing because they have done nothing.
And that was political analyst Tabet Salem talking there from Damascus.